hear me? Kind of? No?
Not really.
Not really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes?
Okay.
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Evan Keeling, and I'm an elder here. And excited to bring a message, but first a couple announcements. Maybe the most important, we have a spring tea party coming up Saturday, June 1st. For women only. Sorry, men. Another day meant just for women. This event is recommended for girls age 10 and older and will include food, drinks, games, and a short message. Another important point, dressing up and fancy hats encouraged.
Fancy hats and what?
Encouraged.
Dressing up.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Fancy hats.
Wear a fancy hat and dress up.
All right. But I don't get to go.
No men. No men. No prayer or youth group tonight as well, I believe. And then men's breakfast next week down here for any of you guys who want to come back. Right, Terry? All right. So I was, when I saw my name, let me just first say this, actually. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms and stepmoms and mothers-in-law. This is your day. Every day should be your day, as you all know, but we're going to celebrate you today, and I hope you all feel celebrated today. When my name was first put on the chart to preach this message, I was like, yeah, you know, sign me up. I'm in. And I was like, this is a way to honor the great moms that have been in my life. And then I started to think about it, and I'm like, I'm woefully unqualified to deliver a message for moms. I'm not a mom, never been a mom, I don't plan on being a mom. And then I brought up the idea, like, maybe I can identify as a mom today.
Doesn't work.
not a good idea, I promise you that much.
You need a fancy hat.
I could wear a fancy hat. I was thinking maybe I could cut the line a little bit and be the first to eat if I identified as a mom, but no, not a good idea. Then I was like, I'm not a mom, but I've had some great moms, some great examples of moms in my life. Mother of my child, my mom, my grandmas. Even here, coming to church, I see great examples of moms every day. And I'm just blessed to be around so many good moms. And every time I walk in the door and I get a hug from Marty, I'm like, man, I feel like a mother's love whenever I come in. And so it's a gift. And so that's one reason why I wanted to do it, is to celebrate all the moms in my life and all you moms who I know work hard. Another reason is I don't have to preach on judgment for another week, and that's kind of a gift as well. So we're going to try to mix it up today and have some fun. And so the way I approached it, usually when I'm preparing for a message, I'm reading a whole bunch of commentaries and praying and just trying to make sure that theologically I'm there. And this one I just kind of wanted to approach different. And I just prayed. Lord, what do you want me to say for this message today? And we'll have some fun, but we'll be serious at times as well. And so he gave me like 8 reasons why God made moms is what I have. And there's probably hundreds. Maybe if I'm invited back next year, I'll have 8 more, and we'll just keep it going for years and years. But so I'm just going to dive in. And again, I just wanted the Lord to lead me in this, and I hope he'll lead me up here today. And so the first reason why God made moms, he made them to bear our children and to nurture them. Some of your moms are like, sweet, we're baby makers, I know. No, it's like so much deeper, and it's so much more profound than that. And Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And I just, as I was thinking about this, I'm thinking about just the gift that it is for a mom to co-create with God, to have him knit together the next generation in your womb. And that's just a special thing when you think about the command to be fruitful and multiply. I mean, that's what you moms do, and it's a gift. When Eve gave birth to Cain, even recognizing all the chaos that was going to come with Cain and Abel, you know what she said? I thought this was special, and it's simple at the same time. She said, "I have created a man just as the Lord did." And I think that's a gift that all you moms get to create the next generation for all of us to benefit from. The second thing the Lord revealed to me is he made moms to be hard workers and to do many, many things that doesn't get the recognition it deserves. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord. And you moms are doing that every day, all the time. You guys know this. Moms don't get a day off. We dads take days off a lot more than moms do. And it's the nonstop housework and child rearing that goes unnoticed so often. And many times it's coupled with a 9-to-5 on top of that. And you're just in this mode of caretaking and cleaning up messes all the time. And we're thankful for that. We're extremely thankful. When I was a teenager, I made a lot of messes that my mom had to clean up after me, and I'm thankful for that, Mom. One of them, I made a lot of bad choices too, which resulted in some messes, but two of those bad choices, one, I grew an afro.
It was awful.
Thanks, Mom. She agrees. And to make it even worse, one night, I think I was 18, I decided to jerry curl it. I don't have pictures of the jerry curl, but I do have pictures of the afro. And I made, a lot of bad mistakes. Another mistake is I decided to go to a party with jerry curl. I don't know if anyone had jerry curl. Let me give you some context here. Really greased up hair. It looks like it's dripping wet all the time. And so there's a movie called Coming to America. I don't know if anyone's seen it. And there's like three people sitting on a couch, and they get up, and there's just this spot on the back from the jerry curl. Anyway, moving on, but not. So I went to a party and came home, and I'll call it I fell asleep, but it's probably different terms. I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I looked around, and I was like, this stuff was everywhere, like all over the bed. On the walls, I think, might have ended up on the ground. There was a lot of jerry curl. I put like this whole container in my hair. I was in, and I'm sure my mom knew that I wasn't going to take good care of this. She came in and just took care of it, cleaned up my mess right after me. And she did that over and over and over again in my life. And I'm thankful for it. And then on a more straightforward example, I remember 10 plus years ago, I had back surgery. First thing my mom said, let me take care of you. I want to take care of you. And she did. I went over there and laid on her couch, and she just, everything I needed, she was right there for me. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all you moms and all the messes you clean up every day. Third thing, he made moms to guide, correct, and rebuke when necessary. I think of how often you moms are just in the thick of it with your children, and you're course correcting over and over and over again. And just the amount of grace and patience that you have when a kid continues to make the same mistakes, and sometimes us grown-ups make the same mistakes over and over and over again, and you are just patient with us. I forgive you, and you correct again, and you correct again. And I don't think sometimes we realize as children that a lot of times we take the weight on ourselves, and we say, oh, I need to get better. And I think moms take so much of that weight, and it's much more difficult for moms to rebuke and correct over and over and over again. But you do it because you love us so much. I'm thankful for that. Fourth thing, He made moms to laugh and have fun in only ways that moms can. Psalm 126:2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. I think about my wife and I think about a lot of the moms around, and there's nothing more special than seeing a mom with a child and getting one of those deep belly laughs from your kids, like one of those tickle sessions that just goes on, and the kids laugh and they say stop, and then right after again, like it's just a special thing that you moms have and the connection with your kids. And I think of I thought I was done with those tickle session moments with my kids. They're getting a little older, and it might be weird if I started tickling them. But I might do it anyway. But we were over at my brother's a few months back now, and he was, like, bending over on the floor doing something. I don't remember. And I went up behind him, and I tickled his sides, which is weird. I know. And he just looked at me. He's like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, I don't know. And then he went back to doing what he's doing, and I tickled him again. and what happened from there was really cool to see. Just this massive tickle session just broke out. All the kids and the parents are tickling each other, and I remember looking around at this and seeing the moms with their kids and just the joy that was on their face at that moment. And I think that's only possible just because of the deep, immense amount of love that you have and how much joy you get in seeing your kids have joy as well. Fifth thing, He made moms to protect in only ways that mom can. You guys might not like the verse that I chose here, but I'm going to read it anyway. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and where there came a lion or a bear, and when there came a lion or a bear, and they took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered him out of its mouth. If he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I struck him, and I killed him. I think that's what a mother will do for her child at any time. She'll grab anything by the beard that she needs to, just to ensure that her, I think of your beard right now, Chris. But just to protect her kids, she'll do anything that she possibly can. And these are the moments where you're waking up in the middle of the night to go save a kid who's made a bad choice, or when your kid asks for a little extra help, you're always the first one there, ready to offer that help and that assistance. And I was thinking about kind of wayward children and coming back in the story of the prodigal son. And you're like, yeah, that's the father waiting on the front porch. And I was just thinking, like, of how many prodigal sons and daughters there have been. And it just dawned on me that behind that father standing on the porch is probably a mother on her knees praying. Mm-hmm. And I think you mothers know how to pray for your kids better than anyone because you care for them so much. You guys are the prayer warriors that keep us connected to the Lord. Thank you. Six, He made moms forgive in only ways moms can. Luke 23, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our kids oftentimes live with us for a couple decades, and they're not always the most grateful or appreciative. Sometimes they think we're stupid. I know moms take the brunt of that sometimes at home with their kids. But it's amazing to see the amount of grace that you give to your kids over and over and over again. Forgiving them, knowing that they didn't need it. And it's not that you expect anything in return. It's that your job is to love these kids and to forgive them over and over and over again. So thank you for doing that. I know it's not easy. The little bit that I do, I struggle with. And I see you moms do it so much better and so much more than me. Seven, He made moms to be selfless and sacrifice in only ways that moms can. Philippians 3, indeed I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I think you moms, and I see this often, you're more than willing to give up on your hopes and dreams to help a child achieve theirs. And that's a hard thing to do, that selfless sacrifice. But you do it willingly and joyfully. Moms are happy to give the coat off their back to a child who's cold. Unless that's like the 10th time that a child has forgot its coat. Then you realize that that kid needs to be cold for a little bit to make a better choice next time around. But you're willing, like you know, in that discernment, even in that moment, to know when it's right and when it's wrong to do that is incredible. And I'm thankful for you moms. And my mom has been an example of kind of that selfless service, that sacrificial service my whole life. I remember when I was a kid, and I've told you guys before, my mom's a cleaner. And there was one time where she wanted us to deep clean the bathroom, and deep cleaning the bathroom is deep cleaning the bathroom. And this isn't just a wipe down. And so she handed my brother and I, Mom, I don't know if you remember this, but it's ingrained, a bottle of bleach and Comet, like the powdered Comet. We're like, Mom, you gonna dilute this at all or anything? She's like, no, just go for it. We're like, what do you want us to do with it? So we pour the bleach and the Comet in the bathtub. I don't know if anyone's experienced that before, but it's like a stinking gas chamber, man. Like, and so we're like, Mom, we can't do this. My lungs are still developing. I need this. This is burning. And she's like, she probably called us a pansy or something. And she's like, oh, let me go in and see. And she goes in there and she's like, yeah, that's rough. And she took care of it. She took care of it. And I think the biggest blessing of it for my mom is that she's like, that really worked. And I think she still does it to this day. Like, bleach and Comet, no dilution whatsoever. But it's the cleanest bath. It's the cleanest bathroom you'll ever see. I promise you that. But that was my mom. Like, she was always willing to serve us and sacrifice for us, and she wanted what's best for us, and I'm thankful for it. And I think I get a little bit of a clean bug from her, and thanks for that, Mom. And last, he made moms to love in only ways that mom can. Moms can. I get that plural right in there. 1 John 3:1, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Amen. I think all of us in here have a mom that loves us more than we know. Yes. And that doesn't mean that everything was perfect, but it does mean that we are loved. And I think that's a special thing that only moms can do, is love us. Not expecting anything in return, but unconditionally. And I know that it's easy for moms and dads to a certain extent, but moms can listen to these 8 points and be like, man, I haven't done all those things all the time. I've missed the mark from time to time. But let me just tell you this. I guarantee you've done a fantastic job. I guarantee that you're much harder on yourselves than you should be. I watched a video, this was years ago, it was with younger kids and their moms, and they asked the younger kids, or they asked the moms, what do you think your kids think of you? Something along those lines, I don't remember exactly. And so they asked the moms, and the moms are like, oh, that I yell a lot, oh, that I'm impatient, oh, that I, you know, I probably have a short temper, or whatever. And then they took a video of the kids, and they said, kids, what do you think of your mom? And it, without fail, she's the best woman in the world. She's the best mom I could ever ask for. She loves me so well. And I think sometimes our perception gets so focused on the misses that we don't focus on all the good that's taking place and all the good that you moms do every day, all the time. And I want you to dwell on that today. More so than anything, give yourselves an immense amount of praise. Mm-hmm. Being being a mom is hard. I see it. And I'm so thankful for it every day. And I just want to close with this kind of selfishly. Thank you to my wife. Thank you to my bride, who I probably don't appreciate enough. Thank you for being the best mom that our kids could ever have. Thank you for loving them unconditionally every day, caring for me, and doing all the hard things that go unnoticed too often. And thank you to my mom. I was thinking about this a lot, and my mom is, as I mentioned multiple times and even joking around a little bit, that she is a servant of a mom. And my childhood wasn't always butterflies and rainbows, but I was asked a few years back when we were in Texas, we were asked to give a testimony, my wife and I, in Re-Engage. And kind of looking back over my childhood, and I'm like, man, what was it that kept me on the straight and narrow? Like, what was it that allowed me to not go down all of the negative paths that I could have easily went down and did sometimes and reverted back? It was my mom's love. Like, it was hands down. I'm trying not to get emotional, so I'm not looking at my mom. But she was there, and she loved us. And it didn't matter the mistakes that were made. We felt loved. My brother and I felt loved every single day, all the time. And so that's just kind of a thank you, Mom, but also all you moms. Your love is what matters. You loving your kids over and over, day to day, sacrificially, is what matters. And we're forever grateful for all that you do. And I just want to say thank you to all the moms in this room. I know that it's hard work. But I'm so thankful that we have so many good moms in this room that do such a wonderful job. Even if it's not their kids, like, just the mothering that you do to the people around you is so special. And I just want to say thank you so much for being the moms that you are. You are loved dearly. Amen. Let me pray for us, and then we can do this well. Heavenly Father, thank you for making moms. Thank you for putting the moms in our lives that we've had, knowing how much they serve and knowing how much they sacrifice to do all the hard work that comes with being a mom. And thank you for being the example for us, Father, and showing us what a true sacrifice is by sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. I'm so thankful for all that you've done for us, and I'm thankful for all the moms in this room. Lord, bless this day and guide us deeper into your presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.